tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, the 12th of November, 2018, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, I have a really shocking story to bring you today. In fact, I think this is probably the most horrific story that I've read this year. Not because of the actual results of it, I guess. I mean, we hear about people being killed, raped, massacred, bombs going off all the time. But this is just such a heinous crime that it got me really mad when I heard about this. Really, really mad. It actually got me banned from Twitter for using the words Negroes and cannibals, both in the same sentence, which was actually entirely accurate. It was Negroes. It was cannibalism that actually took place in this news story. And apparently people find that shocking and it needs to be banned. I guess we're supposed to just accept that things like this are now happening in the West. A toddler was left scarred for life after being bitten 15 times by other children on a day out at a soft play centre. Willow Ivy Doughty, 17 months old, it's just 17 months this white baby was playing with her brother Tucker, who is 6, and sister Aurora, 3, at the Little Bees Soft Play Centre in Seacroft, Leeds, on November the 2nd, when disaster struck. Suddenly, her mother Becky heard another parent scream, "Oh my God, whose baby is this?" The mother was forced to pull a little boy off Willow's neck. When it emerged, she had 15 bite marks all over her body. Now, these aren't like sort of bite marks that you would imagine. These are chunks of flesh that have been ripped from this poor white baby's body. Single mother of 6, Becky, claims her daughter was blue. And the youngster who she pulled off him had a big smile on his face and blood all around his mouth, reports the Mirror. So the monster that actually did this to this baby was smiling while it did that. Now, it doesn't actually tell you here in this news report the race, but it's quite obvious what the race is that would do something like this. You wouldn't get white children trying to eat a baby. White children are very caring and responsible around younger white babies. And the mother, this actually happened to, the mother of the child, she actually reported this on Facebook, and she said on there that it was Somalians that did this. Unfortunately, she's been accused of being a racist and all sorts. So any of you listening to this that are on Facebook, please go on there and support this mother and tell her that she has the support of the country behind her, and that she is not racist, and that she's good for pointing out who it was that actually did this. Becky, that's the mother, said she believed the boy was 2 and was with a 4-year-old who was apparently his brother. So these two Negro juveniles, one was 2 years old and the other was 4 years old, and they had been biting chunks out of this white baby, apparently with great glee in doing so. They had a big smile on his face while he was doing it, blood all around his mouth. And just remember that Negroes have up to 4 extra teeth than white people do. They don't even have the same jaws as a white man. We know it has a completely different shape. They have the shape of a simian shape, a monkey type shape, gorilla sort of shape to the jaw. We know that gorillas eat other monkeys, and we know that Negroes eat other Negroes. This is just something that has happened. It's just a natural part of their diet is to eat other human beings. And that's what's happening here. This is an instinct. This is an instinct in this Negro, the same as it's an instinct in dogs to chase after sheep. And a dog will bite into the sheep and eat the sheep if it gets a chance to. And then the dog has to be put down because it gets a bloodlust. These Negroes aren't going to be put down. They're going to be treated as if they were white children and as if this was aberrant behavior. But it's not aberrant behavior for Negroes. This happens all the time in Africa. Becky told the newspaper, she looks like she's been savaged by a dog, not a child. She eventually found the mother of the child, who she claimed insisted, that's what kids do. That's what kids do. And apparently, according to the Facebook posts, this black mother was right in her face and trying to make excuses. That's what kids do. That's what kids do. And I think people really need to pay attention to that. What she is saying is true. That is what Negro kids do. That may not be what white children do, but this is what Negro children do. This is a part of Negro instinct to eat one another. Poor little Willow Ivy was taken to hospital where she was given an urgent injection for hepatitis B and treatment for her cuts. I mean, this is like being bitten by a dog and having to have rabies injections. And it's so twisted, it's sick that this is happening in Britain. This is happening in Leeds because these people have been imported into our countries. You know, when the mother is saying, that's what kids do, that's what kids do, nobody's going to pay any attention to that. They're not going to say, well, this is just proof that Negroes are cannibals, isn't it? And that they are different to us. They will ignore that. They will ignore that and think that the mother is lying. They will think that the mother is making excuses. And the mother is just pointing out a fact. And it's the same as when there was a Negro in the dock a while back and he was asked, why did he rape this white woman? And he said, well, because I could. Because I could. People ignore that as well. Instead of thinking, well, Negroes don't have the same sense of right and wrong as us, they just assume that he must have some kind of issue. He must have some kind of problem. Now, a two-year-old Negro and a four-year-old Negro doing this is obviously, it isn't learned behavior, is it? It's instinctual behavior. It's instinctual behavior on their part. Poor little Willow will also be requiring skin grafts on her face. Doctors believe Willow Ivy's 15 bites, 15, the child would have been screaming her head off. I mean, the mother said that the child was blue, so it would have been blue with screaming, and these Negroes just continued to bite chunks out of her. Doctors believe Willow Ivy's 15 bites came from two different children and have left angry red marks all over her body. I wouldn't describe them as angry red marks. I would describe them as chunks being bitten out of her body. And if you look at the behavior of these Negroes in Africa, there are videos online that you can find. They will literally rip the flesh off dead carcasses and eat it raw. They don't necessarily have to cook it. They have different digestive systems to us. They're capable of eating raw flesh. There was an incident a while back where there was a dead whale on the beach, and the South African government had to remove this whale because all the Negroes were cutting off the rotting flesh from this dead whale and eating it. So don't think that they have to cook food before eating it. They will literally rip off the flesh and eat it raw. And that's what these Negro juveniles were doing in this play center. And this is what the black mother thought was just normal kids' behavior. She was probably shocked that the white mother hadn't seen anything like that happening before. The youngster still needs more injections to ensure that she has not contracted anything from the bites, which cover her face, back, and limbs. I mean, this poor child, you can see this chunk that's taken out of her cheek. And it's obviously that they were looking for flesh to eat from the places that they actually bit on the face, on the back, on the limbs. They certainly didn't try biting the hand, for instance, or biting the ribs, or biting the feet. It was the places where there was flesh. That's what they wanted. and they had a bloodlust. They were enjoying this. They were grinning, laughing, while the blood was running down their faces. In total, she has 4 on her face, 2 on her fingers, 3 on her back, 1 on her ear, shoulder, wrist, leg, and others on her head. These are absolute savages. And you don't forget, these are 2-year-old and a 4-year-old doing this. If this was an animal, it would have been put down. A spokesman for Little Bees told The Mirror, "We are not a nursery. The children need parental supervision." You don't expect to have to keep an eye on your child that it's not going to be eaten at a nursery. The children were under parental supervision. You don't expect there to be walls in the sheep pen. And that's exactly what this is like. This is like sending the child out to play with dangerous dogs, playing with Negroes, even the young ones. A West Yorkshire police spokesman told Mail Online police received a report of a 17-month-old child having been bitten by a 3-year-old child at an indoor soft play area in Seacroft on Friday. It was actually two children that tried to eat this baby. The child was treated at hospital and an assault occasioning actual bodily harm was recorded. A social services referral was made in relation to the suspect child, and the crime has been finalised due to them being under the age of criminal responsibility. So these Negroes are not deemed to actually be responsible for their actions because they are still infants. Well, that shows you that this is an instinct. This is instinctual activity on behalf of these Negro juveniles to be behaving like this. And this just shows you how different they are from us. They are savages. They have a savage soul and they will carry out acts like this when they get the chance to. And it's not something that's learned. It's something that is instinctual. It's something that is within them. Now, when I made this post on Twitter, somebody challenged me and said, "Well, that's a bit harsh, isn't it? That's a bit shocking," because I use the word cannibals. But that's exactly what this is. People don't seem to understand that cannibalism isn't something that's gone away. It's not something that happened in the far distant past in Africa. It's something that is happening all the time. It's part of their staple diet. Yeah, and you only have to look it up on Google to find the instances of it. This one's from February 2014. Oh, and somebody else said, "Oh, that's fake news." No, it's not fake news. This is from The Independent in Britain, a well-known lefty newspaper. This is from February 2014. "Cannibal restaurant with roasted human heads on the menu, shut down by police. Police arrested 11 people and closed the restaurant after 2 human heads wrapped in cellophane were discovered at a hotel restaurant that had been serving human flesh. A tip-off led police to the macabre discovery in Anambra, Nigeria, with 11 people being arrested and AK-47 guns and other weapons being seized. Human flesh was apparently being sold as an expensive treat at the restaurant, with authorities saying that roasted human head was even on the menu." Now, this isn't a rare occurrence, is it? This is a delicacy over there. It's quite openly being sold on the menu. It's part of their diet, the same as eating monkeys and eating bats and eating worms and anything else that crawls, that walks past the Negro, is suitable food for him. And it's an instinctual behaviour on them to just grab and eat whatever it is they feel like eating. This obviously goes back to them being two years old, 3 years old. I mean, there are reports from when we were a little bit less politically correct, when we first went out into Africa, and the anthropologists made reports on the Negroes that were there in their natural habitat. And they said that once they were 4 or 5, once they had actually been weaned, they were just left to fend for themselves. They were just left to crawl around in the fields and grub about in the dirt and eat whatever it is they could find. And that's what's going on here. It's a natural instinct of these Negroes to just kill and eat whatever strays past them. It's this predatory instinct that they have. And we are treating them as if they are the same as our children. We're putting them in our schools with our children in our play centres like this, where they then behave like this and nothing's done about it. Nothing's done about it because they're under the age of criminal responsibility. They should be looked at in the same way as if this was a pet that had behaved like that. If this was a pet that had behaved like that, the pet would be put down instantly. They certainly wouldn't be rewarded with social support and social services referral to look at how they are living and all the rest of the benefits that these Negroes get when they come to England. Apparently this was a Somalian, but it could have been any kind of Negro. I mean, this instance here with the restaurant, that was in Nigeria. Maybe some people can say, well, Nigeria is a little bit backwards. Well, let's have a look at the sort of things that are happening in South Africa. South Africa is supposed to be a civilized nation. And this comes from the New York Post. And this is just 1 year ago. This was in the New York Post. Hundreds confessed to eating human flesh in South Africa. Hundreds of people allegedly confessed to eating human flesh given to them by one of four men facing cannibalism charges in South Africa, reports say. The four accused cannibals, Nino Mbata, Linduku Masondo, Stembiso Shithole, and 30-year-old Lungiziani Mugabani, appeared in court on Monday in Estcourt to face charges of murder and conspiracy for allegedly raping, killing, mutilating, and then eating the body of a woman, the witness reports. And yes, that is actually what the guy's name is. One of the suspects allegedly walked into a police station in the central South African town on Friday while holding human body parts, including a leg and a hand, and confessed to being tired of eating human flesh, according to the newspaper. Police found more body parts at a home in the Rensburg Drift section of Estcourt, a town in the country's KwaZulu-Natal province. Colonel Tembika Mubahili, a police spokesman, said Mbata, one of the accused cannibals who also acts as a traditional healer known as a Nyanga, was arrested in Amangwe, where more body parts were found. A healer. This guy is supposed to be a doctor. This is an African doctor that's doing this, chopping up body parts and feeding them to people, feeding so many body parts to people that they're actually getting sick of eating human flesh and going to the police station saying, well, we'd like a bit more variety. I'm fed up of just eating Negroes. Can you find us something else to eat? And this is the logic of these creatures. Meanwhile, ward councillor Mumbatembini Majola, who held a community meeting Monday after the suspects appeared in court, said that roughly 300 residents confessed to visiting Mbata and knowingly eating human flesh. There's obviously not a social taboo on eating human flesh in Africa, is there? They're quite happy to just come forward and say, yes, I've been eating human flesh. They're quite happy to openly advertise it in restaurants in Nigeria. There's no taboo on this whatsoever. It's just seen as normal behaviour. Normal, typical Negro behaviour to kill other Negroes and eat them. And obviously, if they see a nice, juicy white baby in front of them, they're going to try and eat that too. Majola said the practice was not limited to Estcourt and that Mbata had links across Uthakala, one of the 11 districts of the larger KwaZulu-Natal province. It's not limited to any one area in Africa. It's all over Africa. All over Africa that this behaviour happens. I mean, it was just on Friday last week that we did a news report on it happening in Ireland, where this Negress chopped the penis and eyelids off from her boyfriend. I mean, these are savages. These are primitive peoples that never progressed from the Stone Age that we've imported into our countries and that we are telling our own people are exactly the same as us. We're telling our people they're exactly the same as us. They just have a different coloured skin. They just have a different coloured skin. Oh yeah, and they just happen to eat human beings as well. This poor mother that this has happened to, I feel so sorry for her. What's happened to her? And the reason that the blame for this lies squarely on the shoulders of our politicians for not warning us and for trying to make laws to try and silence those of us like myself that are speaking out about this. People that are drawing these links together, that are pointing out that all these attacks on white people are not random attacks. They're not happening on their own. They are all linked up together. They have to be looked at as symptoms of the behavior of non-whites. Obviously, the Negroes are the worst out of all the various non-white races, but every single one of them is hostile to white people. And the more we are forced to share our territory with them, the more these sick and twisted atrocities like this are going to happen. It's hard to call this a crime. As I say, it's not going to be prosecuted as a crime because they're under the age of criminal responsibility. What this is an atrocity. It's the same as if dogs had eaten a baby or attacked someone. Even the mother said it was as if the child had been attacked by wild dogs or savage dogs or something. It was even in the title of the Daily Mail article. If they're going to say that they aren't criminals because they're beyond the age of criminal consent, then that means that they were behaving on instinct. And that's what dangerous dogs are doing. Dangerous dogs are behaving on instinct, and that's why dogs are put down for something like this. And if this was an adult, and they were above the age of criminal responsibility, there are lots of places in the world where they'd be executed for this, or at least locked up for the rest of their lives. If this was two adult Negroes, and they bit chunks out of a 1.5-year-old white baby, the likelihood is they would be executed in some states in America. In Britain, they'd be locked up for life. But that should be a capital offence. Now, I'm not calling for these savages to be executed. I'm calling for them to be repatriated. I would say that they need to be repatriated. And that goes for all of them. They shouldn't be here. They have no right being in Europe. No right whatsoever. And the only way to prevent these crimes happening is to send them back. They're not humane beings. Negroes have never had any history of any humane activities, such as a system of law, mercy, charity, justice, coming up with a golden rule, treating others like you would like to be treated. There is no traditions of any of that ever happening in Africa. And it's the fact that we white people have got those traditions that gave us the name humane beings in the first place. That's where we came up with the idea of human being. This isn't a human being that bites chunks out of a white baby. That's not a humane being. That's a savage predator. And it doesn't matter what age they are. The fact that they were 2 years old and 4 years old, it just shows you it's essential to their actual biology for them to behave like this. Sadiq Khan is saying it may take 10 years to put a stop to all these Negroes stabbing one another in London. Well, the Negroes that are stabbing one another, by the time they're doing that, they are 15 or 16 years old. They're capable of eating other children at the age of 2 and 4. What hope have they got of trying to teach them not to kill one another by the time they get to 15 and 16? It's an impossibility. It's just a complete waste of resources in pursuit of a goal that is impossible. Nature created these beings in the way that they are. You cannot change them into something else. You cannot change wolves into sheep. Doesn't matter how much you teach them. These savages that did this would be executed if they were adults. And if it was a dangerous dog that did this, it would be put down. The rest of society is going to be at risk. Any child that is forced to attend the same school classes as these savages is going to be at risk of being eaten by them. If they're not eaten by them, they'll carry out some other horrific act upon them. And if they don't carry out a horrific act upon them, it will be another Negro juvenile somewhere else that does the same thing. And this behavior has been observed among their race for thousands of years. You will find these reports. Everywhere you look at a historical report on Negroes in Africa, you will find reports of cannibalism. Just like we have our butcher shops in the West, where we have all the meat hanging in the window. And they used to have charnel houses with chunks of Negroes for display, ready to be sold. Just the same as if it was any other kind of meat. And of course, this is where these diseases have all come from. This Ebola, this monkeypox disease. It comes from them eating monkeys. It comes from them eating animals which should not be eaten. I dare say that the mad cow disease and all sorts of wicked diseases probably come from them eating other Negroes and eating other Negroes' brains. And anybody that interbreeds with these creatures, that's what they're interbreeding with. That's what's going to be in their child's blood, a propensity to eat people. And they're actually going to have the psychic damage of having eaten other human beings passed on down to them in their very genes. Their very soul is going to be corrupted through their ancestors having done this and having taken part in this. I mean, this is polluted flesh, polluted beings. Touch not the unclean, it says in the Bible. Touch not the unclean. And we've invited the unclean into our countries and we're sending our children in among them. Our innocent white children that just want to play with other kids. And they come across savage vampires like this that bite chunks out of their flesh, grinning while doing so, while the poor child's howls of terror must have been heard throughout this play center while this was going on. And this is so, so horrific. And the poor mother obviously never would have thought anything like this could happen. She would never have thought that her politicians would ever allow savage wild animals to live among us, because she's been lied to. Because she's been lied to. And now she knows the truth about what these creatures are like. It's too late. It's too late for her. And it's going to be too late for another mother as well. This is not going to be the first time that this happens. As the negress of the mother of the two savages said, this is just the way kids behave. This is the way Negroes behave. You can't stop them from behaving like that. You cannot teach them not to behave like that. It's an instinctual behavior. The most ridiculous thing about this at all is that they're sending social services in there. As if social services are going to be able to do anything about this. And we have no way in law of dealing with it, no way of protecting other kids from these savages. This won't, because this isn't even recorded as a crime, those black kids are just going to be sent to a normal school, the same as any other kids would be sent to a school, which is going to put everyone else in that school at risk. And it's absolutely shocking and horrific that this has happened, but hopefully it will draw attention to this and the risks that there are in having multicultural schools, multicultural play areas, and the huge differences that there are between white people and black. The colour of the skin is the least important difference between us. The absolute very least important of the differences that there are between the races. The most important one is the propensity for savagery among the Negro race. And this is just one of countless examples of it that we cover here at Radio Aryan. Anyway, thank you very much for listening today. I am sorry the content is so gruesome, but it must be talked about. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.